So all this activity that I was brought up with, all this nature, all these elements, all these mountains, all this solid stuff that was around me, all around me, was very impressive. It moved me. It arrested me. It impressed me. Later on, I discovered the great poet, Lakeland poet, William Wordsworth, and his nature poems. I discovered that Wordsworth knew all this centuries before I'd come along. So here's a poem from Wordsworth, which I like, called, it's a little section of the poem called The Prelude, which will just sort of get you in the mood, really. I read this when I was about 12, I think, and I thought, yes, you know, he knows what I'm talking about. Okay, here we go, William Wordsworth, yeah? Lustily I dipped my oars into the silent lake, and as I rose upon the stroke, my boat went heaving through the water like a swan. When, from behind that craggy steep, till then, the horizon's bound, a huge peak, black and huge, as if with voluntary power instinct, upreared its head. I struck and struck again, and growing still in stature, the grim shape towered up between me and the stars. And still, for so it seemed, with purpose of its own, and measured motion like a living thing, strode after me. With trembling oars I turned, and through the silent water stole my way back to the covert of the willow tree. There in her mooring place I left my bark, and through the meadows homeward went, in grave and serious mood. But after I had seen that spectacle, for many days my brain worked with a dim and undetermined sense of unknown modes of being. O'er my thoughts there hung a darkness, call it solitude or blank desertion. No familiar shapes remained, no pleasant images of trees, of sea or sky, no colours of green fields, but huge and mighty forms that do not live like living men, move slowly through the mind by day, and were a trouble to my dreams. Okay, so this was William Wordsworth, yeah? And, that kind of evoked the kind of feeling that I had for the mountains of Cumbria.